Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. What the hell, man? That week flew by. So excited to be with you as we head into a weekend where the Packers are set to face off against a downtrodden Cleveland Browns team on Sunday afternoon. We'll be here for watch party. Hope you'll be joining Corey and myself. Kicking off just before noon Central Time. The Browns, don't have to talk too much about them. We've talked about them throughout the week. I think you guys know the drill at this point. They'll undoubtedly try to run the football. Packers are going to have trouble running it themselves, but hopefully they can make hay through the air. And at some point, the Browns are going to have to throw the ball on third and long, and the Packers are going to go to town across that offensive line, which is banged up. Speaking of being banged up, let's take a look at the Packers injury report brought to you by our friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Every great team needs a solid foundation, and that starts with health. ThetaCare is proud to support their local athletes and families with care that goes the distance. Looking at the ThetaCare Orthopedic Care injury report, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm telling you, relatively, this is about as healthy as you could hope for heading into this contest. I mean, the great news here, and it is great, underline, italicized, what have you, is seeing all three of Aaron Banks, Nate Hobbs, and Bo Melton without any injury designation whatsoever as full participants in Friday's practice. That's phenomenal. Now, obviously, the two questionables jump out. We know Zach Tom is probably trending towards not playing, even though he has been limited participation all 3 days this week. I would suspect, given his quotes in the locker room, probably another week before we see him. But, man, getting Aaron Banks back, that's wonderful news. Then, of course, there's the injury suffered by Tucker Kraft to his knee in yesterday's practice. He dropped down to a DNP, did not participate on Friday, and now he is listed as questionable for Sunday's game. If I had to guess, they probably sit Tucker Kraft because they've got a tight end who's got a lot of upside and a lot of promise and who needs the work in Luke Musgrave, a guy we talked about a couple days ago here on Daily. The one thing, the main thing, the biggest thing he needs is time on task, is banked reps, something he hasn't got a ton of because he has missed so much time so far in his young NFL career due to injury, large swaths of time, weeks upon weeks, months, etc., where he has been unavailable. And now the Packers are going to need him. I'm fascinated to see how they utilize him, what approach they take as far as not just the multiple tight end stuff when they want to run the ball, but in the passing game, especially after you heard Matt LaFleur talk about John Fitzpatrick today. You talk about a glowing review. It's pretty clear Matt really likes what they have there. Interested to see how much they try to utilize the two of them together, Musgrave and Fitzpatrick, much like we've seen somewhat dabbled in the past between Kraft and Musgrave. Musgrave got involved in the passing game last week. I thought he acquitted himself well in regards to the physical aspects, but that is something he is going to need a lot of down in and down out against a very good Cleveland front, obviously starting with Myles Garrett, but that whole team can get after it. He's got a big challenge. Going to be undoubtedly, you know, bumping up a ton more reps than he's used to. Here's hoping. Yeah, we have maybe not a breakout game, but an arrival game for Luke Musgrave to show that the Packers really do have two pretty solid talents at that position. Don't need him to do all, you know, world human things. You don't have to be an all pro out there, but if he can show that he's a starter, starting caliber player coming into a game where they're going to need to lean on him a little bit if Kraft can't go for obvious reasons, that's going to be exciting stuff. Very exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting, so excited to see all of you chiming in already. Good to see you all. Thank you so much for hanging out here on a Friday. Javier starting us off with a super chat. What's going on, man? Cheesehead TV t-shirt idea. Cheesehead better than no head. Sure. Why not? I like it. James, thanks for the super chat. Rarely catch your show live. As a podcast listener, I will die on this hill. Your intro music is so much better at 1.3 speed. Trust me, it's a banger. However you need to listen to it is entirely up to you. It is your purview, as it were. What I will tell you, though, there is no greater version of the intro music for Packers Daily than the version that Woody did years ago, where he just absolutely shredded on guitar over the track. And I cannot find it for the life of me. Woody, if you're still out there, please, I'm begging you, either resend it or replay it, and I'll make it the intro for this podcast going forward, because it was fucking outstanding. If you guys don't know, Woody Larson is a guitarist in the Oshkosh area. Got to meet up with him during Mile of Music this past summer. Just a legend and a phenomenally talented guitar player. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. December 2017 at Cleveland, almost lost to 0-12 Browns. Had to rally late to force overtime. Sure, Hundley was our QB, but have to play the game. Yeah, man, I was there. I was on the beat. That was the one where Devontae Adams ran right into the locker room after he caught the touchdown pass. And you're not wrong, man. Each and every week, each and every game, as Matt LaFleur says, this league will humble you quick. And I know Pete Doherty was talking about it on the Green 19 podcast for Gannett. I believe it was yesterday or maybe this morning, where he was remembering in 97 when the Packers played the Colts, who had either won one game or no games or whatever, and they lost. That was a team in the Packers that ended up in the Super Bowl. And they lost to a almost winless Colts team late in the year. It was like week 12 or 13. Man, you got to go 1-0 every week. I know it's tired, it's cliched, it's boring, but it is 1,000,000,000% the truth. Now, there is a path to victory for each and every team that takes the field each and every Sunday. And the Browns are no different. Absolutely true. Jeff, what's up, man? Great to see the defense dictate and not sit on their heels. Been a long time. Man, you are not lying. And you clearly have watched Packers Daily for some time if you are on that tip, because I have been talking about a defense that dictates in, like, feels like generations at this point. And yeah, it is nice to see a defense that makes you have to work and overcome what they're doing rather than always reacting to what the offense is doing. Absolutely love it. And it's not necessarily, you know, oh, they're blitzing all the time, because they're not. They're getting home with a lot of four-man rushes, and that makes it fun on the back end for Halfley. But yes, it is nice that for the first time in a long time, the Packers defense is on the front foot trying to dictate to the offense what they can and cannot do. Now, it helps to have really good players, and Gutekunst has certainly assembled a lot of really good, talented players on the defensive side of the ball, capped off, of course, by the trade for Micah Parsons. But, man, it doesn't work without the players, you know? It's Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. And right now, those guys are playing out of their mind, and hopefully that continues on Sunday in Cleveland. What else we got here, folks? Hey, Nags, thanks for coming on live. Good to be here. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for joining the stream on Facebook. Appreciate you, man. Ed, how are you, brother? I don't have any feelings about the Browns, so I'm good with the Packers dominating them. After that, I wish them well. Just don't take this ass kicking to heart. You know, we bid you good tidings. Now, here, we're going to whoop your ass. It's that kind of thing. Is that the vibe? I like it. Carrie, what's up, man? Nags, I listened to Coach's presser. He seemed to have quite the attitude when asked how Kraft was injured. Thought it was a little disrespectful. Why not just answer or say, I'm not going to get into that? You've been there. What am I missing? You're missing that you're way too sensitive about this shit. Man, he gets these questions a billion times and he knows it's coming, you know? And also, he doesn't have to say anything about how Kraft was injured other than he was injured. He's on the injury report. You know, if Tucker Kraft wants to talk to the media and talk about how he got injured, he's more than welcome to. I didn't see anything disrespectful about what Matt said or the way he said it. I thought it was hilarious when he came out and said, all right, who's going to ask it? Because he knew the first question and a lot of the questions were going to be about Tucker's injury. I don't know, man. You need to loosen up. It's Friday, man. Crack a beer. Everything's good. Steve, thanks for the super chat, man. Happy Friday, Nags. What a difference a year makes. Last year, we were stressed about Love and hoping for a win with Willis in Tennessee. Let's enjoy this year's ride. Woohoo, Ric Flair. Steve, it is crazy, right? And the fact that, and we talked about this on Transplants, that we are watching a defense that we're actually excited to watch. What? Yeah, man. definitely want to enjoy this ride, no doubt about it. Jeff, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for the super chat. Coming from Michigan to watch the Bengals game, any chance for a meetup? Random Packer Del Rogers. Jeff, since you asked so nicely and contributed to the cause here, the good chance. Nothing is, it's not official yet, but we're talking to a venue in Green Bay for that Saturday, the day before. So probably in the afternoon of the 11th of October. So get there on the 11th, and we'll be having some kind of event slash meetup for Cheesehead TV. Hope to see you there, buddy. Ian, thanks for the super chat, man. Nags, let's go, brother. Halfley is the GOAT. So is Cheesehead TV. Love you guys. Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much, man. Always appreciate your support. And it was great to see you at the kickoff party. It was great to meet your daughter. I'm so jealous. You guys look like you had a absolute ball of a time there at the game. Always good to see you, brother. Thank you so much. Bill, hey, you have any feelings that maybe this team is overconfident? Nope. I think this team knows it's really good. I want my guys confident. Micah Parsons was talking about this today in his availability, you know, because somebody asked him about Rashid Walker saying they could go undefeated. I want my left tackle to be that confident. I want him going out there, especially in a week when he's going to have to face the best player in the league on the defensive side of the ball and say, you know what? We could run this fucking table. What's wrong with that, man? I got no problem with it. Like, the biggest thing is making sure that you're drilled down with your opponent that week, that you're not looking past them. Outside of that, man, be confident. I love it. I have zero doubt Rashid is drilled down into Myles Garrett, you know? And I like it. I like that they're confident. I like that Jaden Reed's coming out of surgery all gassed up and saying, Packers to the bowl, bruh. Love that mentality. Let's go. Brandy Lewis, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Is the Packers post-Rodgers rebuild complete? Went from limiting expectations to having all the expectations. That might have been a really rapid rebuild compared to other teams. Zero doubt. And by the way, thanks, Brian. Think about the teams that are going through multiple quarterbacks in the case of, or the, in the course of like a decade plus. You're facing like one this weekend on Sunday. The Browns have had like 50 quarterbacks since they came back into the league in 99. You know, the Packers have had two. Like, it's crazy. And it's not just the quarterback. It's the fact that he stripped the entire roster after he traded Rodgers and went super young. And yes, Brandy, to your point, this is the end goal here as far as having a contending team. Now, doesn't automatically mean they're going to win a Super Bowl, but they're certainly going to be in the mix this year and the next few years. And that was the hope coming into the 2025 season, that this was a team that probably overachieved 2 years ago, felt like it underachieved a bit last year, even though they won more games. Coming into this season, you wanted that step toward contention, a absolute bona fide contender. And that's certainly what this team looks like. So it seems like the train's running on time. And that's a big, big, big feather in the cap for Gutekunst, because look around the league, especially with teams that have had or been blessed with amazing quarterback play that then go into the wilderness for decades, hoping to recapture what they had. The Packers just keep doing it. I mean, I know I talk about entitled town and the younger people get upset at me, but it is so true. I don't think most, let's call them kids, who have only known Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love have any fucking clue how special the Packers are in that regard, how lucky they are to be fans of this team. I know, like I said, I am just an old man yelling at a cloud, but it is exactly how I feel. Craig, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. I just don't want to see Cleveland do what Miami did. Buffalo should have destroyed Miami, but as the adage goes, any given Sunday, I just want to see improvements in all aspects of the game. Craig, the big component that you're maybe missing there is that it was a divisional game. Like, you never, ever, ever know when a divisional opponent might play you tough. All the familiarity, especially with staffs that have been in place for a while. It's never a surprise if, like, hell, last year the Bears jumping up and nipping the Packers at Lambeau. Now, there's context there, of course. Packers sat people, etc. But, man, you can't discount it. Division foe is always going to play you tough. But like I said, there's a path to victory for the Browns. I don't see it becoming anything similar to what Miami did last night, simply because Flacco is a very different type of quarterback, and their offense is certainly not, I would think, on Miami's level. There's talent there, no doubt, but there's a lot of really good pieces in Miami. And I do think, for all the grief he's gotten, McDaniel is still a really good offensive game planner and play caller. But yeah, I understand you don't want a close game. Like, we want to watch the Packers destroy the Browns, no doubt about it. But yeah, it's the NFL, man. Shit ain't easy. None of it's easy. I don't know, Robert. I don't know about this. Nags, you have changed so much over the years. Yeah, that's what happens. You grow, you change, you have perspective, you look back on things and have different feelings about it. Maybe have a different perspective because of things you've gone through. This has been Growing with Aaron Nagler. It's my new podcast. FMCH, how you doing, man? Thanks to Super Chat. The Packers D is so much more impressive when watching the post-game breakdown videos like Dusty Evely does. Yes, man, if you guys aren't checking out Dusty's work over there at Acme Packing Company, I highly recommend you do so. Phenomenal stuff, kind of showing the nuts and bolts of things that are happening, why they happen, things like that. It's really good stuff. As you guys know, Dusty is a Cheesehead TV alum. We love it when people go on and can make a substantial amount of money. Much more money than we can pay at Cheesehead TV. And Dusty is one of those, man. The people that are talented and we give a platform to hopefully go on and do great stuff like Dusty's doing. I absolutely love it. Very, very much recommend checking out his work. Rick Harris, how you doing, man? Thanks for the Super Chat. Glad we're not screaming to fire the DC. Brandy's here, though, so any chance, anything is, it could always happen. Brandy could, lead that charge at any moment. So they better continue to kick ass, no doubt about it. Oh, I love it. What else we got here, folks? Nags is old. Well, yeah, I'm an old man, like I said, and I understand it. I ain't hip to the youth. I ain't cool like that. I'm an old man that yells at a cloud, but I love the Green Bay Packers. And I assume if you're here, so do you. Phil, what's up, man? Would love to buy you a spotted cow at the meetup on the 11th. Please keep us informed. 60-plus year fan coming up from Florida. Phil, yes, be on the lookout. We'll have information hopefully Monday, late day Monday, early Tuesday. I'll have it locked in. But spotted cow would be wonderful, but hopefully you can get a carry the G. One of the reasons we do these things is so that people can try carry the G cream ale. You know what? Oh, man, now I'm thirsty for a carry the G cream ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Wow, that just made me so instantly thirsty. Holy cow. Holy cow. Need me a beer. Wow. Dude, it's great you have this platform. Well, thank you, Antonio. It's great to have people check it out and engage and connect. And look, that's what it's all about. I've talked about it a million times. I'll say it again. It is not about us. It's not about me, Corey, Tyler, Al, anybody. It's not about us. It's about you guys, Packers fans, and obviously the Green Bay Packers, the people that, because of their existence, we all gather and hang out on Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays or whenever and watch this amazing team that we absolutely love, no matter what, unconditionally. We are in service to your fandom. Without you guys, none of this happens. None of it works. None of it matters. So thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Jason, what's up? Thanks for the Super Chat. I love our tight end room. Kraft will be the X factor for our offense. We have the ground game, speed galore at wide receiver, and now a no-nonsense bulldozer at tight end. Yeah, it is a good room. It is much better than it has been for a very long time when everyone's available. And I do think, like I said at the top, and I'll end here, I do think Fitzpatrick is going to get some run here and a couple chances to show what he can do. And I think he might surprise some people, To your point, the depth at tight end, I think, is a little better than maybe most people give it credit for, but we shall see. All right, buddy, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday. Go Pack, go.